go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to the Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, and what the hell, we're still here after all these years, talking creativity, business, art, discipline, and just about everything else we can think to cram into the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 1102. Today we hear from the great latter-day novelist Joe Vasicek, who I've been very privileged to share podcast space with on Blasters and Blades a few times. Really, really sharp guy. Today, Joe asks,
I've been enjoying these short Q&A podcasts. Here's a question for your next one. What is your take on reading as a writer? Do you believe it's important to read widely in the genre you write, or to avoid your genre and read widely in everything else? I've heard arguments for both sides. Or is it better not to read at all?
So I am not an idealist. This is something Joe and I have gotten into a little bit behind the scenes on Blasters and Blades. I don't actually believe there's any right answer for a question like this, because you have to consider what you're trying to achieve with your reading and with your writing. If you are wanting to learn how to write your genre better, studying the mistakes and the triumphs of the other people in your genre is not a bad idea, and especially studying the masters in your genre is not a bad idea, especially ones who are dead. People who are dead lived in a different world. They have a different way of looking at the world. They have a different relationship with language. And if you want your stuff to stand out from the crowd, you need to have a different way of writing, a different cadence than the normal everyday person. Once upon a time, this wasn't a really difficult thing to do, because people who were writers came from a variety of backgrounds, a variety of social classes. I have yet to meet a writer under 40 years old, almost no writers under 50 years old, who didn't grow up in a middle-class family, however that family was constituted, go to a decent school, and get some kind of college degree or drop out after having done most of the work for a college degree. This means that everybody who's writing right now, who's later Gen X and below, have the same background when it comes to their relationship with language. And that means that everybody sounds the same. If you want to not sound the same, you have to be exposing yourself to different ways that language works. So when it comes to your genre, read people that are dead, especially people that were really good at what they did. And then also read the people who are alive so that you can figure out how to sound a bit different from them. And also to, you know, pick up on their good tricks and notice their defects so that you can try to avoid them. Reading outside your genre exposes you to a far greater breadth of language and ideas, and not just outside your genre in novels, but in short stories and poetry and all the different kinds of written language. If you are a writer and you're not at least pretty damn familiar with at least the Bible, the Homeric epics, the Aeneid, the Divine Comedy, Shakespeare, or at least some Shakespeare, and the Arabian Nights, and the plays of Sophocles, you are leaving a lot of money on the table, artistically speaking. Because our language is built on idioms that are drawn from those works. And if you understand where they come from, you can make the language sit up and do tricks without distracting the reader at all. The more steeped you are in ancient stories that our language is built on, the easier it is for you to slip in rapid-fire depth without distracting the reader at all. That is a really, really high-level technique, and it only comes with familiarity with those older works. Now, it depends on what kind of writing you want to do. If you want to be writing exploitation fiction, which I have maintained for years is the most difficult kind of writing to do, because it is so easy to make it boring and so hard to make it interesting, then you're going to need a whole different bag of tricks than if you're writing leisurely, reflective stuff, or if you're writing down-the-rails military SF or whatever it is. But if you're dealing with anything that is thematically big. Life, death, God, good, evil, human nature, the fate of empires, then you probably ought not just be reading fiction. You probably ought also be reading in at least the weird poetic traditions and probably also history and philosophy in so much as you can stand it. And frankly, listening to opera and reading librettos and related stuff like that, wisdom literature, really big if you're going to be dipping your toe into deep thematic waters. If you're not going to be dipping your toe into deep thematic waters, that kind of reading would still be really great for you as a person or an artist, but it's not strictly necessary to the development that you are looking to achieve. So, in terms of what a writer should read, aside from just following one's natural curiosity, which is never bad advice, if a writer is reading in order to be a better writer, a writer ought to be reading things that stretch him as a reader, that stretch him as a person. Because it is through the development of your aesthetic sense, it is through the development of your thought life and your inner life and your spirituality and your sense of beauty and your sense of tragedy, it's through the development of these things that you become the kind of person that can write the kind of stories that are way better than what you're writing now. Promiscuity is a virtue in any artist. And when your art form is intellectual, then your promiscuity should be primarily intellectual. If your art form is burlesque, then your promiscuity might need to be a little more literal.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is distributed by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text and production are copyright 2024 J. Daniel Sawyer. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to the author. All of you have made this podcast possible for the last few years with your support and with your questions. And now I'm going to ask you for one more thing, reviews. We've got to spread the word and get the Everyday Novelist out to the new generation of writers that are coming online and are lost, swimming out there on the internet with no hope of solidarity because, hey, the world's a fractious place. So if you could take a moment and leave a review at one or two places, or post about us on your favorite social media venues, we would be ever so grateful. We cannot do this without you.